present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to the Richmond Theatre in the town of Richmond, in the fine West London borough of Richmond. Being so close to Heathrow Airport, the borough of Richmond is under the flight path of jet aircraft as they come into land. You'd think that at times the noise must be unbearable, but a local estate agent explained that because of modern technology... honestly, hardly ever notice it. Recently opened to the public, Myford Grange is a large Tudor manor house on the edge of Richmond Park, which was remodelled in the 1690s. The interior refurbishment was by Sir Christopher Wren, who left his trademark carvings of the small bird representing his name standing proudly on many oak beams. The highly unusual main entrance was designed by Sir Arthur Ramsbottom. Jim Kirkham, the founder of DFS, bought a mansion here. As a young, impoverished man with a wife to support, it was Kirkham who devised the sofa bed when he forgot their anniversary. In later life, when he'd become known as the Sofa King, Kirkham took a much younger bride. His new wife found he offered her no interest in the first year, so when he started to look old... and sagged in the middle, she drove him down the A3 and dumped him in a lay-by. The chess grandmaster, Murray Chandler, lived in nearby Twickenham. After he became Commonwealth champion in 1984, he was invited to attend the annual Buckingham Palace Commonwealth Garden Party. And when he was presented to the Queen, Chandler silently thought for a minute before picking her up and knocking over a black bishop. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Sandy Toksvig. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, a surprising number of people are unable to distinguish the difference in meaning between the words ocelot and tiger. Well, an ocelot is a medium-sized wild cat with an orange-yellow coat marked with black stripes, whereas tiger is what Yorkshire mountaineers climb in Swiss Alps. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Graham, you can start.
Perspex. Glasses for cats.
Tim.
Weeping. The sound of a very small microwave.
Sandy.
Limelight. A sugar-free lime.
Barry?
Tampon. Yorkshire for loudspeakers working.
Forlorn. Suitable for use on grass.
Bittersweet. One armchair.
Tissue. Yorkshire kids.
Shamrock, air guitar.
Dildo, herbal bread mix.
Dim sum, turn the lights down a bit.
Orchestral, an alternative bird of prey.
Borneo, what they say in Italian maternity wards.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation of the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General, Lionel Blair. Yes, sprightly 90-year-old Lionel thought his song and dance days were over until last month when his agent took a surprise call from Cameron McIntosh with the offer of the lead in a brand new production, Mother Teresa the Musical. Tim and Sandy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Mississippi Burning. Mississippi Burning.
Right, so you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. So off you go, please, Tim and Sandy.
It's a film, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
Excuse me, Mr. Ippy?
Yes.
I'm sorry to bother you. I live three doors down. I just put the washing out, and there's a lot of smoke drifting over from your garden.
Oh, I do apologise. My wife's just lit a bonfire. Leave it with me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Name Ippy there.
Yes.
Mrs. Ippy. Yes. Over to you, Graham.
We wonder, what is Mississippi Burning?
All right, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Crown. The Crown.
TV series. Yep. Two words.
It goes like this.
Open wide, ma'am. I can see this molar has been giving you some trouble. What do I do? I'm a dentist, ma'am. We'll soon have this one out. Have I been waiting long? No, ma'am, but I'm afraid you may have to wait a while for a replacement tooth. Well, we'll have to get the Archbishop of Canterbury to put it on for you.
Well, I mean, that was extraordinary. It was like Her Majesty was in the room.
It was.
It's The Crown.
Well, it says here, that round went so well, let's try another one. we'll have another title for Tim and Sandy, and here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Crossing Continents. Crossing Continents.
This is a radio programme and it's two words.
What's it called?
So I so nearly fell for that.
I have to say, I'm furious.
Yes, and I'm pretty livid too.
I purchased these anti-leakage triple protection comfort pads. In all good faith, and can assure you that it is neither comfortable nor watertight.
I've had very similar problems. These so-called discreet and super-absorbent premium briefs are about as porous as sheet glass. The slightest giggle sets me off. Luckily, I'm listening exclusively to Radio 4's 6:30 comedy output at the moment. So I'm mercifully dry as a bone. But I'm still very annoyed.
And I, too, am thoroughly aggrieved.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, they both sound very cross.
Yes, yes. And oh, that yes, cross.
Go on, Baz, you tell them.
Cross incontinence.
Okay, final title is being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Deep Impact. Deep Impact.
It's a film and it's two words.
Two words.
Dougal!
Hamish, Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
No time for tea just now.
Well, look at you all smartly tunned out.
Well, on my way to Balmoral for the royal picnic on the banks of the River Dee.
Oh, do the royal family know about this?
They invited me. Oh. I'm doing a wee dance while accompanying myself on the bagpipes.
Oh, a Highland fling.
Aye, while wearing my Highland bling.
Well, I didn't want to comment, but I've never seen so much gold and jewellery.
I have pimped my kilt.
Oh, yes. It's encrusted with gemstones and mink. I've never seen such a fur-trimmed cluster.
Oh. Oh, has it ridden up again? But, no, look at this.
What?
I have also pimped my sporran.
Oh, it must weigh a ton with all that precious metal, and you've pimped your bonnet too.
A 3-foot feather and mint rhinestone decoration.
Well, so summarise then. If I may, on the banks of the River Dee, in your pimped Highland costume, you'll be doing your turn.
I will.
And what do you call it?
I would have thought that was obvious. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All I know is that the words fur-trimmed cluster will never leave me.
Dee.
Banks of the River Dee.
What was the term they used?
Pimped.
Yes.
Deep pimp.
Pimped.
And he's going to be doing his
turn. Pimpty turn. Pimpty turn.
Another word for turn.
Act.
Yeah.
Pimpty act.
All the right notes, but not necessarily not in the right notes.
De actor pimped.
De pimped.
You're all.
Time out. Should we put them out of their misery?
Yeah.
Yes, it was deep impact.
I've never heard of
never,
it.
Never. No, why?
I haven't been to the picture since Bambi. That's hilarious.
Oh, dear. It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our in tray has been bombarded by a letter. And it comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Compare the Market, I know who your insurance adverts appeal to, Simples. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." OK, on with the game teams, and in a bid to speed things up, I've provided you each with the latest satellite navigation technology. So if you please program into your sat-nav applications a route from Richmond Station to Mornington Crescent, taking account of Montague's Loop and avoiding Nip, obviously. I'd like you to start, please, Graham.
Right, let's see.
After 200 yards, turn left.
Oh, that's relatively easy. I think that will take me eventually to Oxford Circus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, I'll ask now.
Turn right in 50 yards. No, you're right.
Pimlico.
Oh,
Pimlico?
That's what I said.
Yeah. hang on, I'll ask.
Take the Victoria line. I like the colour.
Chelsea.
Mm.
Oh, very good.
Okay, I'm probably going to need a bit of help here.
Take the A3 towards Guildford. No, only joking.
I'm going to head west. I'm going to loop round to Boston Manor. Not my first time, you know.
Right.
Warning, old people crossing.
I think my best...
Still crossing. Yeah.
My best bet is to explore the diagonal.
Still crossing.
Yes. Arnos Grove.
No, I don't think so, Graham. No.
Is that Nip?
Wait a minute.
Not Nip, darling.
In fact, technically, Sandy went west, which means that we, obviously, being here, we have to play the East Sheen Protocol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Richmond Protocol, but not as expensive. have another go, Graham.
I don't know. It's to go right up into...
You are approaching the congestion zone. Apply decongestant.
we'll go to the Leicester Square.
Leicester Square.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Now we're stuck in traffic.
It's not traffic. You are in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Euston Road.
Euston Road.
Yes.
You can do that.
Wait a minute.
Get in the right-hand lane.
Oh, dear.
It's 8 items or less.
Trafalgar Square.
Wow.
Mm. Wow, yes. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that...
An expected item in bagging area.
I think from there there's... Well, I don't think there's anywhere to go. Can I go Parsons Green?
You can.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm going to go Parsons Green.
Parsons Green,
yes. Green, right.
Recalculating. Sandy, you're being paid half as much as Colin Sell.
Parsons Green. I'd better go to King's Cross in that case.
Yep.
You bastard, that was going to be my move.
You're absolutely right.
Don't forget the Petersham rule now, please.
No, I won't, no.
Have you ever considered changing your electricity supplier?
That's not very helpful. I'll go for Platt's Lane.
Platt's Lane?
I think I've gotten
that. That's bold. Mm.
There's a... somebody coming up behind me. Hang on, I'll just have to consult.
It's only a police car. Overtake him.
Okay. Wood Green.
Wood Green.
Are you sure?
You have reached your destination.
Mornington Crescent!
Well played, Sandy. Well played, Sandy. Well, the next game is called Complete Christmas Cards. Of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without the release of a poignant charity single. Over the years, we've seen the release of some very touching Christmas number ones, though it's the release of the Boxing Day number two that really brings a tear to the eye. Okay, teams. Okay, well, in this round, teams, I'll read out some incomplete verses taken from genuine Christmas cards, and your job is to try to guess how the original verse might have been completed. So maybe you could start this. Barry, can you complete this Christmas card greeting? Yeah. The donkeys in the stable, the camels wise men bring, the sheep follow their shepherds, and...
Here I come with a shovel.
Then the Christmas bells do ring.
Oh,
Tim, how about this one? Mince pies and mulled wine, sausage rolls and cheese. It's the season to stop dieting and to eat what you please. A slice of cake and chocolates all go down a treat.
And type 2 diabetes will make your life complete.
It then goes on to, and then maybe in the new year you'll be watching what you eat. Sandy, here's one for you to finish. Do I hear a tapping at my door? Why, yes, it's...
Someone trying to get in.
It's actually, it's carol singers collecting for the poor. Graham, happy Christmas to a dog. Happy Christmas, my dear little friend. I have filled you a stocking too.
With a cat.
You've got a bone and doggy chocks with lots of love from me to you. Yes, you live on your own, that's what happens. Back to you, Tim. Can you complete this Christmas card message? You've decked the hall with festive cheer and laid out all the goodies.
Complete collection of digitally remastered episodes now available on DVD.
It actually goes the turkey roast with cranberry sauce, the Christmas puds and cookies. Another one, Barry, here's another for you to complete. The very dearest man that you could ever meet delivers all the presents to each and every street. I'm surprised he never grumbles at the work he has to do.
That's what working for Amazon does for you.
It's actually... But he knows that every child on earth waits as he passes through.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy, another one for you. This Christmas will be different. There'll be an empty chair, one fewer at the table, our festive meal to share. But Dad would never want us to be miserable and blue.
So what the hell? Let's sell his chair and buy more liquor too.
Yes, so let's make sure we celebrate like he always used to do. Graham, another one for you. Although the miles are many and our meetings very few, this card is sent to tell you...
I've not forgiven you.
It says that I miss you all year through. Another one for you, Tim, to finish this one. This little festive robin, so bright for all to see, is...
dead.
Oh, dear. Is saying Merry Christmas as you gather round the tree. A bit nicer, isn't it? Barry,
yeah.
How about this one?
Yes.
Santa is coming with his bulging sack pulled through the night... Sorry, Barry, I'll start that again.
Yes, please.
Santa is coming with his bulging sack pulled through the night by...
someone he met online.
It's actually pulled through the night by his reindeer pack. Sandy. Christmas time will soon be here. It's time to wrap the parcels.
Gifts for all the cousins. Dear God, they're all such arseholes.
Let's eat and drink and feast ourselves like kings inside our castles.
Oh,
good, there are some more. And finally, Graham, with your round, jolly face and your rosy red cheeks...
You really enjoyed that spanking, didn't you?
It's actually, you drive your sleigh through the town and the streets. Well, here are some for any of you to ever go out quickly, right? Let the bells ring out for Christmas, send their message loud and clear. Let peace and hope live in our hearts today and all the year. Let us not forget the lonely and those down on their luck.
For as long as I'm warm and well-fed, I couldn't give a... toss.
May they all be filled with Jesus' love and with his wonder struck. How about this? Merry Christmas, neighbours. Festive goodwill to you. I dearly hope this next year...
your dog will stop crapping on our lawn.
We'll bring you joy all through. In fact, how about this one? Baubles, candles, tinsel, lights. A festive time full of delights. Pretty garlands, a stunning wreath, a twinkling tree with presents beneath, roasted turkey, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, and we need milk.
It's actually the new year in, the old one out, so come on, let the magic start, let Christmas stay within your heart. All right, for this one. Let it sparkle, let it shine.
Yes, yes, now put it away.
It's bring it on, it's Christmas time. And finally, as Mother stuffs the turkey and Father pours the wine...
Uncle Jack is shooting up and Grandma's done a line.
Yeah. is, that's it. It really is a special treat when their two skills combine. Oh, there you are.
The worrying thing is I am actually somebody's grandmother. It's really...
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Manly Songbook. Sven's been telling us all about how he took part in his first rodeo after a helpful Texan cowboy offered him some guidance. Sven says it took just 6 seconds before he was tossed off, and he hadn't even entered the ring. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of songs likely to prove popular with men. So, you better start this one, Sandy.
Stand by your mansplaining.
And Barry.
Hey, you, get off of my lawn.
Tim.
Everybody was man flu fighting.
Graham.
I just can't get you out of my shed.
We shall overcome.
I see a red door and I want to paint it eventually.
My fart will go on.
Who took the bins out?
Knights on light statins.
I'm not bloody asking if this is the way to Amarillo.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the twinkling tinsel of time emerges from the Labrador's arse of eternity... ..and the bountiful bird of beneficence is blessed with the stuffing of a lifetime. I notice it's the end of the show, so from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Richmond, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, and Sandy Toksvig will be given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.